No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You guys submitted Bears questions and non-Bears questions. I have answers. Let's have a show.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What's going on, Bears fans? And welcome to another episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment. And of course, share this Bears YouTube channel with a fellow Bears fan. Happy Monday, everybody. It's been a little bit since we've done a live show. Hopefully, everyone's been enjoying this hot-ass summer. My goodness. It's funny because every time, you know, it's winter, it's cold, you know, we're going through the Chicago Midwest weather, I'm always catch myself saying, man, I can't wait for summer. And that's still true, no doubt about it, even with all this hot weather. But, guys, it's been hot. Like, step outside your air-conditioned apartment, house, whatever it may be, and you almost want to go back inside. I don't know. I've always said, like, I can never live in, like, Florida heat or something like that. But even sometimes with this, I'm like, dang. But I know it sounds like I'm complaining, but we have to enjoy this because we know exactly what's going to be in, what, a couple of months from now. So it's been great. Hopefully you've been great. And I'm glad that we get to go on here and, you know, have a Bears episode. And, you know, what was it, on Saturday morning? I forgot when I asked people to submit questions, but wanted to just do something that kind of caters to you guys. And this is still the dead period of the NFL. So have something a little fun. I wanted people to submit Bears questions and some non-Bears related questions. And you guys did awesome in giving me a little bit of both here. So I think, you know, with that being said, I just want to start this show off with all the questions that you submitted, where I'm just going to share my screen here from X. And if you guys are in the chat now, you can obviously submit your questions here and we can get them on the show at some point and kind of go from there, you guys. But let's do this. And I love this first question. It's the first one I got, and it's a Bears, non-Bears related question here. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead, share the screen. Hopefully I got all this down and correct here. Should be this first one. I'm going to change my layout a little bit. We're going to go here, make myself a little bit bigger. But you guys should be able to see this as I scroll down here. But let's start with Ryan Heckman at Ryan Heckman NFL. Compare the Bears' three most recent head coaches to ice cream flavors. This one, I can't believe how much I really thought about this one. Not because, I mean, it's just a fun question, but I wanted to make sure I answered this correctly, right? Like, I don't want to just, oh, here's who Ryan or, you know, Ben Johnson, here's what Matt Nagy, here's Matt Eberflus, and just name a random, you know, ice cream flavor. So I was like doing research on this, and again, I went down a weird rabbit hole. I know now what National Ice Cream Day is. It's July 21st. And I'll get to that in my Ben Johnson response, but here's where we're going to start. Obviously, the three most recent, you have Ben Johnson being the most recent, Matt Nagy, and then, or Matt Eberflus, Matt Nagy. So let's start with Matt Nagy. Who I have for Matt Nagy is, now I'm going to explain these, not in total, in, you know, these long in-depth, you know, like a college essay, but for Matt Nagy, the ice cream flavor that I am going with is, little drum roll, I'm going mint chocolate chip. Now, maybe people are like, what, Nick? I love mint chocolate chip. I get you. And every now and then, I do like a mint chocolate chip ice cream, too. However, and you know, let's start with the positive. Like, mint chocolate chip, I feel like it's not your one of your traditional ice creams. Like, there's innovation. You know, adding the mint flavor to, you know, your standard chocolate chip. So that's different. Just like Matt Nagy was different in 2018 with his play calls and, you know, Club Dub and, you know, all this excitement, right? And that's great. And that's how I think it should start. However, this is where I said mint chocolate chip and why this makes the most sense for me. I'm not somebody that can always have mint chocolate chip. Something about it, like, if I wanted to get ice cream, and especially over these last couple of hot days, I'm not always going, oh, I need more mint chocolate chip. Oh, I just had mint chocolate chip yesterday. I could go with mint chocolate chip again. And that's where I think things get a little stale. Like, you're getting figured out. Like, you can't adapt from 2018 to 2019, or your quarterback carousel, Trubisky, Nick Foles, Andy Dalton. Like, it's just something about it is just not connecting. Like, you just need, you need some different type of variety, but you are just mint chocolate chip. You weren't your own kind of, I don't know. You weren't your own. You're just this unique kind of flavor. And because you can't adapt from that, that's where Matt Nagy's downfall is. And that's where, to me, mint chocolate chip on my food palate just doesn't hit right every single time. Every now and then you can go with the mint chocolate chip. I just can't do it every single day. So Matt Nagy, mint chocolate chip. Okay. Now let's go to Matt Eberflus. And guys, the name was just too fitting for me to pass up here. Not so much the flavor, but just the name. Okay. You ready for this one? I'm going Rocky Road for Matt Eberflus. And I saw it. I'm like, I enjoy Rocky Road. Not going to lie. Like, I enjoy having a Rocky Road ice cream flavor. However, the name was just too good to pass up for Matt Eberflus when you're the least winning head coach in Bears, you know, head coaching history. Rocky Road is exactly what this was for Matt Eberflus. You know, in year one, winning, what, three games. You know, you have this 2023 season where it's like, okay, a little bit better, but, you know, you could have still been fired after that season, Matt Eberflus. However, you get retained for another season in 2024, and we see the disaster, this rocky road that Matt Eberflus's tenure was in Chicago, getting fired, all the blowups in the locker room, mismanaging timeouts and game time managements in the fourth quarter. It's a rocky road, man. So take the flavor out of it. The name was just perfect. Perfect to describe Matt Eberflus. So that's where I'm going to leave it at that. And now here is Ben Johnson. And I'll be straightforward. One of my favorite ice cream flavors is just straight up chocolate. I love chocolate. I'm sometimes the most bland person when it comes to ice cream because I know what I like. But if I go to like a Jenny's with my fiance and I'm like looking at all these flavors, ooh, give me the rich chocolate ice cream. I don't, you know, it's so simple, but I love it. So I didn't want to do that just for my preference for Ben Johnson. No, no, no. This is where the research comes in. Like I said earlier, National Ice Cream Day is July 21st. So after doing some research in, I forgot what credible, here, I can probably find the credible site that I got that off of. Yes, here we go. This is the IDFA, the International Dairy Food Association, .org. That's how you know. But Ben Johnson, in 2024, they're going to come out these rankings, I think it's annually. So in 2025, they'll have their new top five. But the top five ice creams top five flavors among the general American public in 2024 were vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, butter pecan, interesting, and then here's Ben Johnson. Here's Ben Johnson, number five, cookie dough. Before I lose any of you, maybe you cookie dough haters, think about it. Now, cookie dough being in the top five, emerging head coach or, you know, a former play caller now into this new realm of rankings, head coach, top five ice cream. But when you think about cookie dough, I also think about innovation and creativity. You can have, like, this is just says cookie dough for the top five. You can have chocolate chip cookie dough. You have brownie bites in your cookie dough. You don't need to come from, you know, cookie dough is its own tree. Like Ben Johnson's his own tree. It didn't come from McVay. It didn't come from Andy Reid. He's his own. And cookie dough is the top five emerging ice cream flavor among Americans. So guess what? Cookie dough, you are now associated with Ben Johnson. And you know what? I do like a cookie dough. It's not, like I said, it's not my thing that I always get. Like I said, I will get a chocolate, just straight up chocolate. But if I can get a chocolate chip cookie dough with brownie bites, you see, we're adding on innovation, Ben Johnson. Boom. Who would you rank? How would you characterize your head coaches with ice cream flavors? Let me know. Put it in the chat. I'm always curious to see what other people are thinking about. All right, let's scroll down here. Ryan, though, awesome question. Loved it. Again, I thought so much about it. I was like in the car the other day, like, man, this ice cream flavor question. What am I going to pick? What am I going to pick? But mint chocolate chip for Matt Nagy. Rocky Road for Matt Eberflus, cookie dough for Ben Johnson. Boom. All right, we have David, though. David Hunsaker, at David Hunsaker. I think it just says four. So Bears related, which assistant coach do you feel will be most impactful this season? Non-Bears related, what is your signature dish that you cook for others? Let's go non-Bears related first, because here is something that I really want to get better at. Is cooking. I want to, one, learn how to just cook a variety of dishes, but just be more of an expert in that field, I guess, right? So to be completely honest, what is your signature dish? Like, it took me a while to even think of it. I like to think I can cook some mean breakfast. That's just my thing to do. I love cooking breakfast. So if you need some scrambled eggs and, you know, sausage links, bacon, like I can cook breakfast, but signature dish, man, like that's it. Just this question really made me think, like, man, Nick, you need to do better in just having a variety of dishes to cook. Cause shoot, where I'm at right now as a cook ain't it. So I would love to just continue learning to get better at that. So yeah. Pretty bland. I breakfast. Could whiskey up some eggs. You know, put some cheese in there. Ooh, maybe get some green peppers on it. Ooh, omelet. Let's go. But yeah, I definitely would like to get better in that area. I would think what would I like my signature dish to be? Oh, even that's a great question for me. So, I mean, I'd love to go get seafood. So maybe something in that area would be great to be able to cook and perfect. So maybe just things for me to think about as I'm going through life. Okay, Bears related. We have, which assistant coach do you feel will be most impactful this season? I think you can go a number of different ways with this, to be completely honest. But the first coach that came to mind is going to be the most impactful. Like, I feel confident this coach is going to be able to, one, do his job, but also, two, elevate the players or have the players reach that maximum potential. Even in, you know, year one's, I don't want to say it's a reach to say, because that's not what I'm saying, but, you know, it's going to take some time in this new offense and, you know, new scenarios, new players coming together for the first time. It'll be difficult. But the assistant coach I'm going with is Dan Rochard, the Bears offensive line coach. And that group has talent on it, especially when you look in the interior, and then right tackle at Darnell Wright. And we'll see what happens at left tackle. But most impactful, I just think of all the times where Caleb Williams last season had unblocked pressures, because for whatever reason, some guys couldn't pass other people off. And then you had an unblocked defender, you know, going in the A-gap. And once that happens, A-gap, B-gap for Caleb Williams, like, although he was good at avoiding pressure at times, like, you can't consistently do that in operating offense that way. So I think just cleaning some of those miscues, pre-snap too, will definitely help. And Dan Rochard is going to be a big part of that. I think just having the guys that you have in the interior now, right, I think are just going to be huge to help the Bears offensive line just be better, man. Just be better. So that's an assistant coach I went with, but I was also thinking, now I wanted to put the Bears defensive line coach, but I don't know. There's just too much uncertainty there. I was also going Bieniemy with, I was thinking Bieniemy for the running backs, just the impact he can have on this Bears running back room and what he can do for a guy like DeAndre Swift, you guys. I think that's huge. And hopefully he can just get him to a version that's way better than what it was in 2024. And there's aspects, obviously, I like from what Swift was doing with the Eagles in 2023, but I think there's still areas in that season where he could be a more impressive player. So, yeah, Eric Bieniemy is definitely somebody that I'm also looking at to just provide a big impact for this team and what he can do, you know, for that running back group. I don't know why, for whatever reason, I was looking down, I'm like, wait, Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson. Why can't I think of the Bears center's name? That's so weird. Drew Dahlman is the Bears center. But for whatever reason, who asked me yesterday, who was the running Bear? My friend asked me, like, who was the guy that fumbled, the offensive lineman that fumbled on the goal line? And I'm like, Doug Kramer? And that's the only name I could think of for Bears center. And then, obviously, Drew Dahlman. But, yeah, we're going to get off Drew, Doug Kramer. And get on to this next question here. Actually, what are we, 15, 16 minutes into the show? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more. Okay, so we will do Doug's Bugs question here. Which running back is going to get cut by other team in training camp, then grabbed by the Bears? This is also, you know, I had to do some research on this one just to see exactly who would actually fit this bill here, but here's a name, and not to say that, oh, man, the Bears need to go get him, but maybe could be a cut candidate for sure, just considering all the other running backs. But what about a guy like Dameon Pierce from Houston? And here's why. Well, not only do the Texans have Joe Mixon, they just added Nick Chubb. They drafted Woody Marks in the fourth round. And Dameon Pierce, doesn't he seem like the odd man out now? You add Nick Chubb, you have a veteran in Joe Mixon, you just drafted a rookie who has that pass-catching ability in Marks. Dameon Pierce, ever since his rookie season, carries, yards, touchdowns have all gone down. He's a physical runner for sure, but we just haven't seen him create the impact that he did when he got into the NFL. And then he's also dealt with some lower body injuries, everything from what, hamstring, groin, ankle injuries. So that is maybe a guy to keep your eye on as you're looking for cut candidates at the running back position. And that, look, that's if the Bears are still going to look to add to the running back position, right? Because they obviously chose, no, don't need J.K. Dobbins, don't need to go out and get Nick Chubb right now. Let's kind of stay put with what we got and evaluate the running backs that we currently have in the room. DeAndre Swift, Roschon Johnson, Kyle Manungai. You know, you have Travis Homer, you have Ian Wheeler, you have those types of guys. So maybe the staff just feels more strongly in the whole entire running back room than, you know, a lot of people, like even myself and, you know, a lot of fans do. And I'll say this with DeAndre Swift. I think a part of the fan base that really wants nothing to do with him. There are some people like myself. I know Herb Howard's in this group too, that think he's capable of more, that he could still be a productive back. And I fall in that range of people, as opposed to the polar opposite that think he's just a bad back. I don't think that. There are things he can get better at.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
But, yeah, not going to go all the way to that side of the equation when talking about DeAndre Swift. But that's the name that I came up with right now, is Damian Pierce. More of a physical runner, kind of the Roschon Johnson role that Ben Johnson sees. Or was it Ben Johnson or Ryan Poles? I believe it was Ryan Poles, actually, that talked about Roschon Johnson. Whoever it was, higher up in the organization, talking about a specific role for Roschon being the physical type of back. So I went with. And that's where we're gonna not end it, obviously, but we're gonna stop with our first break here. And let's see. We're gonna do some rearranging. We're gonna go to solo. I guess I don't have to stop sharing, because I'll stop screen sharing. Okay, boom. We're back on the solo camera. Just me. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Why do I keep saying boom? That's because I'm stalling to find exactly what I'm looking for here. And that would be my friends, awesome people. You see the hat? Damn it, wrong hand. Hat right here. There's a Ben Johnson card. Those are all from my friends at Windy City Sports Cards. They specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. Whether you're a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to those Chicago-focused items, everybody, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. Visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or to discover a new favorite. You can check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. That's 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. And of course, everybody, I have to tell you about, let's find it right here, my friends at Protein2O. Protein2O, oh, you know what? Sad. I drank my Protein2O that I always show on screen. This would be the delicious orange mango flavor that I usually have, but it was just too appetizing that I drank it. But you get your 20 grams of protein, your 350 milligrams of electrolytes, get your beef, you get your essential vitamins that you need. But it's a protein drink, everybody, that tastes great. You can't say that about all protein drinks. I've had some way too much. You could just taste the chalkiness. You know what I'm talking about if you drink protein shakes. Now with Protein2O, it's like a seamless, delicious drink that you get all your valuable, nutritious protein, your vitamins, your electrolytes, all things that you need. And they have this simple goal at Protein2O. Make it easier to get the protein and hydration your body needs without all the unnecessary junk. I think we can all live by that, and you know, stand by it. You can pick up Protein 2.0, everybody, at Target, Amazon. They have some awesome, awesome flavors. Mixed berry. Guys, mixed berry. Fire. Check out Protein 2.0. Let everybody know, you know, I don't know who you would tell, but just say, hey, you're at Target. Nicholas Moriano, he said to get this. They'll be like, oh, okay, sure. Who's that? It's all right. Just let them know. Just let them know. All right, guys, let's get back to one, sharing my screen here, and then getting to more of these questions. here's a funny one. This is going to be good. Let's share the screen. Get this back up here. And then we'll go to this setting. Boom. Really quickly, I have John Decker before we get to some of the... Yo, Nick, we still hear Caleb is holding onto the ball too long. Are these receivers not getting open, or is Caleb really not seeing it? John, it is extremely difficult to say what is what right now, and I wouldn't make too much of it at this point, or even what was happening in OTAs, because they're still learning this offense. Like, this is, if there's a time to hold on to the ball for a long time, it's now, because you don't know exactly what, you're not as knowing of the offense at that point, at this point in the season, as you will be later on. So you're still figuring out exactly where guys are going to be cutting, exactly when he's supposed to move off one progression to the second, you know, read in a play. So there were times I know I noted in, I couldn't tell you exactly what practice, but for whatever reason, was it Caleb holding the ball? Was it pressure? Was it the, you know, defensive line just winning too quickly at the line of scrimmage where he would roll right? Like, it was, let's roll right, roll right, roll right, and then throw. Again, why he's doing that? Up in the air. Couldn't tell you. I don't think anybody could. Especially not knowing the play, not being able to see everything, replay it in your head. So I wouldn't make any big proclamation just because, you know, maybe there have been a couple of reports here and there. But, yeah, I wouldn't even – let's not put a lot of weight to it right now. Even in training camp, guys, like, I know you want to see the ball out, get to the check down, or, you know, not hang on to the football. But I also want to see what Caleb looks like just from the pocket. So testing some things out, you can't get hit. So I wouldn't make too much of it right now, John, but obviously that's going to be a huge part of Caleb's, I think, progression as he goes throughout his year two, like how he looks in the pocket, when he knows to escape and extend plays. So that's where I'm at with that. Let's go to Doug's Bugs. Oh, no, wait. Yeah. Nope. Sorry. We're going to at TigerFunk69. If you shaved your stash, exactly how long would it take you to get it back to where it is now, full and manly? LOL. Great question, TigerFunk69. So, I mean, if I shaved my mustache, today's Monday. By Friday, I'll have a mustache, a clear, distinct mustache. Like, it grows back pretty quickly. And that's different from, like, my dad, my brothers. They don't really have facial hair. Yeah, if I go shave it off, like, I will have, if I shaved everything off right now, yeah, by Friday doing a show, it's like, oh, yeah, Nick has facial hair again. That's just how it is. And, you know, I like to, I don't know if the right word's experiment, but I'll just sometimes rock a stash. My fiance absolutely hates it. I kind of dig it, but even right now, I have a little bit more on my mustache than I do on my beard. Kind of like the look, but. Yeah, it wouldn't take long at all, TigerFunk69. So, yeah, I guess that would be my grandpa's genes. He can grow a full beard. My dad, nope. Brothers, nope. Just me. So, grateful for that. But, yeah, wouldn't take long at all. Appreciate the non-Bears-related question, though. We have Ed Halinski, Mr. Ed 315. Which position group battles are going to be the best during training camp? For me, I absolutely love watching wide receivers, DBs. And that's, I think, the go-to answer, but I love it. Those have always been my favorite. They will always be my favorite just because, I don't know, as someone who played both positions in high school, I love watching some of these technicians go at it, seeing how they adapt from one rep to the other, seeing who's winning. And I track it all down when I'm down there in training camp just to make note of who's winning, who's losing. But those are always the most fun when you see touchdowns being thrown. You also get to see some precision passing by some of the quarterbacks. And it's just the one I think that gets the crowd going the most at training camp. So definitely is going to be those are going to be the best. But I'm looking forward to also seeing the offensive defensive line go at it. Those are good ones to just make note of too as the training camp practices go throughout the summer. But if I'm also thinking about it, like I've always been interested in watching the linebackers go up against the running backs in blitz pickup drills. That's a tough, tough drill for any running back. And when you got a guy like Tremaine Edmonds, like he should win every rep, right? As big as he is, as athletic as he is, just seeing how some of these running backs stack up. Like if you're DeAndre Swift going up against Tremaine Edmonds, I mean, that's a mismatch. That's the matchup you want defensively. So if you see like a guy like Swift stand up a guy like Tremaine, that's great for Swift. And that's also maybe telling for Tremaine, but those are also good matchups to watch as you're kind of looking at training camp. And maybe if that's an area where Kyle Manungai can show out, then maybe that's where Howie earns a role on this team, right? Roshan Johnson as well. Like those are going to be key spots. So who can be the best in blitz pickup? You can go all the way back to training camp and see like, oh, who's actually doing well in this drill? It's right there, right? When you're watching blitz pickup drills in July, August. But appreciate the question, but those are definitely the position battles, group battles I'll be watching out for. We have Reed. Excuse me. Do you think we'll see Ozzie Trapillo eventually taking over starting tackle over Braxton Jones this year? Also, does Ruben Hippolyte have an actual shot at starting as linebacker 3? I think yes and yes for both of those questions. Reed, for Ozzie Trapillo, I think for him, obviously training camp's going to be huge. Going to be so crucial for him to see if he's going to become that starting left tackle. But it's like, how long does it take for Braxton Jones to get back on the field? Right? Like that's a big thing. If it takes a week and a half, 2 weeks into camp, and we haven't seen Braxton Jones actually practice and practice in pads, that ain't good, man. And especially if Ozzie Trapillo at that point in time is stacking practices, then you're hopefully going to see the Bears make a decision early with this. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the Bears saying, like, I've seen enough. Let's, Ozzie, you're the starting left tackle. Braxton, we appreciated what you've done these past couple of seasons for us. I know you're, starting left tackle in this league. You've showed that, but we like what we've seen from Ozzie. We want continuity. Let him, practice alongside Joe Tooney. Let him get that chemistry right now in training camp. Boom. Don't have to even worry about it anymore. Now that doesn't become a story like, oh, they're switching back and forth. Ozzie, Karan, Braxton. Who's it going to be this day? How's he look this day? Who's going to get the next start? Nah, man, just end it there. Let one of those guys win it and roll with it. I'm fine with that. So I do, to answer your question, yes, I do think Ozzie Trapillo has a good shot of being the starting left tackle for the Bears this upcoming season. And then Ruben Hippolyte as well. Excuse me. I'm yawning. I don't know why. Should be up. I had an energy drink. Ruben Hippolyte, I think when you look at him from a talent standpoint and what he can bring in terms of speed on the field, he outmatches a lot of these other linebackers that are even competing for the spot. When you Noah Sewell doesn't have the speed that Ruben Hippolyte has, you have Ongbong Mbanga, basically a special teamer. Nope. Not going to do it there. So if you're looking, if Dennis Allen wants to get speed on this at the linebacker spot, that third linebacker spot, that's not going to play all the time. You're going to have your guy, Kyler Gordon, more times than not in the game, especially since you just extended him, got him a new contract. But when he is on the field, if speed is a differentiator, Ruben Hippolyte wins. And especially if he can understand this defense and what's being asked of him. So yeah, he definitely has a shot. No doubt he has a shot. Just like every player, I'm going to preface this, this training camp will be important. earn the trust from your coaches, go out there, execute, make some plays in the flat. Like, if you see, if Ruben Hippolyte's able to pick up things quickly, identifies, oh, okay, there's DeAndre Swift going out to the flat, knows exactly that he can get out there without being maybe some eye candy from Ben Johnson, is able to diagnose that, boom, that those are the types of plays that stand out and will get him noticed and able to make an impact on this football team. All right, let's go to Cody McBanks. Nick, ah. So Nick, that spelling is spelled like the Nick on Love Island. Yes, like hooked on it, you guys. Not ashamed of saying it either. Not ashamed. It's like bad TV, but it's like, it's like a car crash. You just can't look away, which is terrible to say, but I just keep watching. But N-I-C-K. It's weird. My name, Nicholas, has no K in it, but N-I-C-K is how you spell it. Nicholas is N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. But Nick, this Nick, Love Island Nick. All right. Cody asks, Nick, do you know how the ownership works now? Irsay had to name a single daughter as owner per NFL rules. Who's the official owner of the Bears now? So I did some research on this one just so, can tell you what I found. But essentially, George McCaskey, he's going to be the one that has the voting rights in the shares in the team. It's going to be George McCaskey. He's been the chairman since 2011. Like, that's who I think when you, now that Virginia has passed, like, this is technically the owner of the Bears, George McCaskey. And then according to Crane Currency, the 20% stake owned directly by Virginia McCaskey will be distributed among family members to lower the tax burden involved in taking control of their ownership. This is all from an article from NBC Sports Chicago. More notable is the question who will control the voting rights of the shares in the team. It is likely that control will pass to George McCaskey, Virginia's son, who has served as the team's chairman of the board since 2011. That plan has not been publicized, but that was back in February, and the NFL approved of this ownership plan from the Bears. So George McCaskey would technically be the owner right now as it stands. But guys, I think... Oh, yeah, here's a Chicago Bears network. Just sharing your tweet on here. But those are the questions that you submit. So let me get out of this stop screen here. Boom. Goes back to full screen. But those were the mailbag questions. And I appreciate the Bears, non-Bears related. And, it was fun just to kind of go on here, do this, have some fun with this show, and just, have a good time. Like I said, that ice cream question really got me thinking about who is what, and let me know if you agree with that too, or if I was way off in my line of thinking of associate an ice cream flavor with the most three recent Bears head coaches. Who do you got? Why is Rocky Road Matt Eberflus? That's what I went with. But it's a fun exercise, a fun show, and a good way to still, we're about to get into July here. That means we're in the month of training camp, but we still have some time there. Plan is still to do some another maybe one or two film breakdowns. Again, they take a lot of time to do, and full transparency right now. I'm planning one. The one bachelor party is basically done. Planning it for a buddy. I have another one that I have to plan for. I'm the best man in both. I have wedding stuff going on, so that's been obviously taking up a lot of time as well. Fiance's birthday or anniversary is coming up. Like, there's just a bunch of like life stuff right now, and I get it. I mean, hopefully you guys understand, and you go through the same thing as well. But yeah, just gotta manage the time, and I will do that. So I'll definitely get another film breakdown on here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the Rome one. You can always check that one out here and in my YouTube feed. But that's gonna do it for this episode, everybody. Appreciate everybody for coming in, hanging out on your Monday morning for this mailbag episode, and we'll have to do something like this again. I'll have to maybe polish it up a little bit more, not unless the share screen works, which is awesome. But that was fun for me. And again, some of those non-Bears related questions are some of the most fun to answer. And like I said, everything's on the table there with those. So, but that's going to do it for this Monday morning edition of the Nicholas Moriano Show. If you haven't already, please like this episode, leave a comment, and then share the show with a fellow Bears fan. For the audio listeners, it's also going to be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, everywhere you listen to your podcast. So appreciate all the listeners over there, the audio listeners, everybody that hangs on the chat, the YouTube makes, obviously building up this channel has been awesome to see. And, you know, it's the right time to do it right before training camp. Get everybody in here ready to freaking go. But everybody, enjoy the rest of your Monday. Stay cool. If you're heading out any point in the day, I think it's supposed to be another hot week. I almost expect it to be at this point. But I will see you guys at some point, maybe later this week, maybe some YouTube shorts as well to integrate that into the Bears content, my Bears content plan. But that's going to do it, everybody. I will see you next time. But until then, adios, Bears fans.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans? Fans.
People want to hear me talk.